在线英语听力室 ,teamroom.com, 欢迎您。
You often hear safety rules about how not to use your cell phone. What about etiquette rules for restaurants or other places?
Actually, it just happened. I was in the bathroom and some guy in the next urinal was taking a call.
This guy suffers on the subway.
Just the other day, this lady was talking to her doctor about some ailment she had and how it was flaring back up.
Sprint's etiquette spokeswoman, Jacqueline Whitmore, declared a National Cell Phone Courtesy Month because it was time to drill in some basics. She says even her masseuse once took a call.
This went on for 5 minutes while she was massaging my one shoulder with her one hand.
Rules for the annual event include keep calls private, avoid cell yell, and let some calls go to voicemail. We showed people the rules.
It all is kind of common sense, you would think.
She was put to the test.
I don't answer it if I know that I'm doing something.
It's ringing right now, isn't
it? It is.
It's ringing right now.
I just ignored it because I'm doing something.
Courtesy Month's founder says most people do the right thing, like this guy who lowered his phone before ordering, but plenty don't.
They're here. They never look at you, and they're always right here.
Will Courtesy Month catch on?
I think maybe you should start with a day, like a no smoking day, something like that.
An annual National Cell Phone Courtesy Day would be great.
There you go.
That would at least be a step in a country that now has more than 250 million wireless subscribers. Josh Lev, CNN, Atlanta.